This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Author Clyde Edgerton was inspired to write the novel Killer Diller by experiences in his own life, including a place where he lived in Durham.
Clyde was living in Durham, and right across the street was one of the Rice Diet houses that was a famous weight loss place. On the other side of the street was a halfway house where he would see people out smoking cigarettes and talking to each other in the afternoon. And then right next door to both was a church. And he was like, all of these people intersect on a regular basis. What happens when they intersect?
That's Zach Hanner, the director of Clyde Edgerton's story adapted for the stage, Killer Diller. The story is about young love between a young man in a halfway house trying to straighten out and a young woman in a nutrition house trying to lose weight. Both these help houses are on the campus of a Christian university.
Wesley meets Phoebe and they fall in love. And as he begins to sort through his feelings for her, he goes to Maddie Rigsby, the lady who had cared for him when he was a teenager, and sort of asks her advice. And she says, you know, you need to follow what it says in the Bible. So Wesley begins reading the Bible and begins realizing that lots of untoward stuff happened in the Bible, that David had concubines and slept with people that weren't his wives. And he begins to question Maddie on this. And she, you know, very tight-lipped, calls him down for bringing into question the teachings of the church. And Wesley decides he's going to become a preacher of his own sort. And that's sort of where he is heading throughout the course of the show.
The halfway house has a gospel band that our hero Wesley plays in. The band is a rehabilitation tool for the halfway house, and the musicians are required to play gospel music, but they want to play the blues.
The show is filled with lots of traditional gospel numbers that you'll recognize and a couple of traditional blues numbers. A lot of songs were written by Clyde and a couple of other folks from Chapel Hill. You know, I grew up in a Presbyterian church singing gospel hymns and then going to my African-American godmother's church, the AME Zionist church, and singing real beautiful, you know, feel in the spirit gospel music. It's been really nice to revisit all of those sounds.
And how did this show come about?
When I was a student at the University of North Carolina in the late 80s, Clyde was on the creative writing department staff then. And then my professor in the performance studies department, Paul Ferguson, collaborated with Clyde on initial productions of Rainy and Walking Across Egypt, and then adapted Killer Diller for the stage. So I was wanting to do the show, and I reached out to him, and he said, yeah, I'm retiring from Carolina this year. I'll be going through my office, and I'll come up with a script for you. Well, the script was not to be found. We had already announced our schedule. It was already on there, and so December rolls around, and I'm getting really, really nervous. Well, in January, I received two MP3 files of a live performance of the play. And that's what I had to go on. So 25 hours of transcription later, I had a document of the play, as well as, you know, all of the various songs. I'd figured them out. And so I held auditions. I was very fortunate to have most of the exact people I needed show up.
That was Zach Hanner, director of Killer Diller, on stage at Theater Now, Fridays and Saturdays at 7 o'clock through April 29th. Find more at whqr.org.